Indonesia just dropped a major shock on the gold market, as far as we're concerned. Beginning next year, the country will impose new export duties on gold products, with rates jumping as high as 15% when prices exceed $3,200 an ounce, which they do. Undefined forms like doré and ingots face the heaviest taxes.
Welcome to the Morning Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, where each morning Vince brings you the financial and precious metals news to get you ready for your day. And now, here's Vince.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Vince Lancey. This is the Gold Fix Market Rundown. Before we get started, later on today, we'll be sending out a post. The Economist says, beware the scorching gold rally, which is a combination recap and editorial, and we're covering that, and we're going to share that our coverage with you. Second, you've been seeing in the media references to China's increase in gold buying for September, which was expected, seasonal, but still nonetheless significant. They tripled their purchases over August, which, again, is expected. There's a seasonality to the purchases, which actually coincide with buy season. Goldman had covered that, and that's where they got their ideas from. We're going to break down that Goldman report for you in detail and show exactly how China tripled its OTC gold buying in September over August. So today we're going to talk about Indonesia's tariff gold exports. Indonesia tariffs gold exports. And that's very significant, although it won't be covered until, unfortunately, it's too late. 10-year yields are down 4 at 409. The dollar is down 7 at 99.46. S&P 500 is 66.38, down 37. NASDAQ is 24.632, down 200. The VIX is up 1 percentage point. Gold is up 7 and change on its highs at 40.51 after being mixed all night, down, up, down, up. Again, choppy. But this acceleration happened in the last 10 minutes. It's 8.25, by the way. So perhaps someone has leaked a data point we're not familiar with. Silver was stronger, 30 cents or so higher. It's now trading 50.24, up 5 cents. But it should be noted that last night it had a torrid rally, a dollar off the lows, starting at, I think, 2:30 in the morning, my time, Eastern time. Copper is unchanged bid. WTI is up 35 cents at 60 and change. Natural gas, 415, taking a break. Bitcoin can't get out of its own way, 91 and change. Ethereum up a little bit. That's noise. Palladium up 14. Platinum up almost 9. Gold, silver stable in the 80 area. Grains are all up uniformly. That's fun buying. Okay, so breaking Indonesia tariffs gold exports. It's not even being covered yet, other than maybe a blur by Reuters. But it's extremely significant if you're looking for reasons to not sell gold or reasons to buy gold. So Indonesia just dropped a major shock on the gold market, as far as we're concerned. Beginning next year, the country will impose new export duties on gold products, with rates jumping as high as 15% when prices exceed $3,200 an ounce, which they do. Undefined forms like doré and ingots face the heaviest taxes. Shares of Indonesian miners sold off immediately as investors priced in margin pressure. The move fits Jakarta's broader plan to keep more refining, processing, and value-added gold production at home. How many times do I have to say it? You don't tariff what you need to buy. You tariff what you don't want other people to buy. And Indonesia, in the top seven, I think it might be number six, gold producers in the world, is now tariffing unfinished gold. Now, unfinished gold is in the ground. Semi-finished gold, you say, would be concentrate and doré bars. And those are extremely important because that's a semi-finished good. And they're going to make sure that it doesn't leave their country if it's produced in their country without paying a 15% tariff, which means less gold available here at the current price you see, and more gold held back by them. Some people have been asking if it has something to do with China. Are they at odds with China? No. This is they're getting ready for the BRICS thing, right? So what are the results of a behavior like this or an action like this? Well, the first result is your domestic miners suffer, which you saw in prices, because their profit margins get squeezed. They will have to eat some of the tariff depending on their customers' tolerance. Tariffs are deflationary for the industry being tariffed. That's the bottom line. We've seen that in the US. Tariffs are inflationary for goods that need to be purchased. So in Indonesia, the industry that is getting tariffed to prevent exports of something that they export a lot of gets a deflationary hit. Their margins get squeezed. Outside of the country, it's inflationary if we need it. If we need it, it's inflationary. If we don't need it, we find a substitute. We don't need French wine, we'll buy Californian wine. This is how ultimately, in the long run, tariffs are inflationary for goods that you don't produce domestically. That's pure and simple. Now, within Indonesia, it hurts their mining industry, right? Profit margins. It also keeps gold inside the nation for two reasons. One, it prevents other nations from getting it, which is mercantile, and it keeps more production domestic for itself, because gold is a monetary metal, because we contend that gold will become a collateral used in repo, used in financing, used in the economy, competing with treasuries, etc. So is this the only time it's going to happen? No, this is the first time it's going to happen. China already does not export its gold. Russia already only exports its gold when it needs to for cash. And guess what? It hasn't exported its gold this year. Stopped exports. So now you've got three nations. Russia's 330 some odd tons have not been exported for currency this year. China is putting warrants holding gold off the market in the Shanghai Futures Exchange 25 times the normal rate. Indonesia is restricting gold exports. It will try to get you to focus on the function. What is the event? Look at the form, back out, and look at what the effect is. Qui bono, right? Who does it help? Who does it hurt? What is the net effect? Oh, well, we're going to tax our gold going out. Well, we're not going to let our gold go out. We're going to steal our gold back from the miners that operate there. It's all about the gold. They want the gold, right? And they're going to want the silver as well. So if you're a person who's interested in physical, it's going to get more expensive. Look, you go to your coin dealer, and this is not a license for people to raise prices, all right? Don't be douchebags, okay? What's going to happen is miners like Freeport, which operate there, right? Which operate there, are going to be taxed. And Dory bars are their main export out of Indonesia. That's the semi-finished product. And those bars are going to be taxed at 15%. Now, they may have had a deal that they cut. You know, maybe there's something else going on the side, because they're an anchor tenant. They're very important. But, you know, the mines, Freeport alone has a mine, I think, that produces like 3 to 5% of all the gold mined in the world every year. So that's big. That's big. And if that tariff hits them, that tariff hits their exports. And if that tariff hits their exports, the gold coins that you eventually buy, maybe, the ETFs that eventually, well, the price of gold's going to go up, right? So there you have it. This is, I think, to paraphrase Josh Fair, from a conversation that we had, is a soft nationalization. That's a good phrase. That's a good phrase to use. Soft nationalization. Nobody's going to call it nationalization. They're just going to look, they don't confiscate gold anymore. They just make it hard for you to hold on to it, whether it be with markets, with fiscal rules, with policy, with geopolitical. We're doing it for your own safety. It's over. It's over, man. Like, this is not going to go back unless we come up with a fake gold. We're going to be forced to join the table on this. Continues in the Premium Post, breaking Indonesia tariffs gold exports. Moving on. Related post, MSA gold and silver market dominance over stocks is here. The main point, the second to main point is that it's going to be volatile. And we're seeing that right now. Nothing has changed except it's going to get more volatile. Goldfix PM market recap. There you have it. We gave you the coming soon, but in case you missed it, I think the Citi walkthrough is actually very good. It hasn't been covered anywhere else yet. I'm waiting for Zero Edge to do something on it. They probably have something big cooking. And then, of course, our special announcement. There's the chat room. Lively stuff going on there. And Home Builders came out. Gold's up $12 now. Let's see what's going on. Let's see if we can figure this out here for you before we all go. All right. I did a quick surf. I don't see anything, but there is a Cloudflare issue and some various services are down, possibly this one. I do see a lot of geopolitical headlines about Europe protecting itself more. Everything is on a war footing now. We're at war. May not be obvious, but all right, that's it. Have a great day.
Well, thank you, Vincent, for this morning's update on another exciting day in the gold and silver markets. Hopefully you enjoyed that one at home, and sure appreciate you being here as we watch to see if Donald Trump's plan to give everybody $2,000 and pay off the national debt is successful. Interesting proposal that not sure I'm seeing that one just yet, although fortunately in terms of things that are easier to see is the progress from one of our proud sponsors, Dolly Varden Silver, that had another great set of drill results back on November 10th, so just a week ago, including 26.74 grams per ton gold over 14.76 meters. And I did catch up with Sean Kunkin, who is the CEO of Dolly Varden, and let's take a quick listen to what he had to say about the latest drill results.
I've been running Dolly Varden since we met, and we made a very significant discovery that we had out today. You know, in addition to having a lot of silver on the property, we just had one of the best gold hits that is not factored into our current mineral resource estimate. So we just put out a pretty significant number, 26 grams of gold over 14 meters, which is, you know, this is a world-class hit. And this, again, not within our existing resource. So I like to get into the solution for people.
Well, thank you, Sean, and thank you to Dolly, and thank you for everyone watching at home. Do hope you're doing well out there and having a great morning. And in case you'd like to hear a little bit more about the drill results from the geological side, well, just take a look at this video coming your way now.